Congressman Henry Hyde is the chairman of the House International Relations Committee. As such, he's part of the very small circle of members who are kept apprised of what is going on in Afghanistan. He joins us now from Capitol Hill. Mr. Hyde, the Congress and the President obviously have gone a few rounds this week on what happens to secret information that's shared with members of Congress. Do you have any concerns about how closely held the President wants information on the Afghanistan campaign to be?
Actually, I do not. I think the Gang of Eight, which is the euphemism for the select circle who the President has agreed to provide all the information for, is a very representative group of Congress. The Intelligence Committee, which is bipartisan, and the leaders of both parties in the House and in the Senate, it seems to me, are adequate. Now, some members get their noses out of joint because they're not in the loop. I'm one who doesn't really want to know a lot of operational detail, because inevitably the wider the circle of people who are informed, the easier the leaks occur, and leaks can be very dangerous to life and limb.
I wonder what you're telling your constituents about on issues like, how long is this going to take? How bad is this going to be?
Well, we get the opportunity for briefings at a high level, but questions about how long is this going to take, should we be doing something else other than what we're doing, why aren't we nuking them, you get a wide range of interesting questions, some off the wall and some not. But I don't really know anything that anybody who watches TV or reads the papers doesn't know.
Mr. Hyde, you spent a good bit of time yesterday trying to think into the future how the United States might better handle problems overseas, like the problems we're facing now, where we have discovered how bitterly some people in other parts of the world hate the United States. And I wonder how you come out on that. I wonder what you think makes sense to do about that.
Well, there's no magic bullet, as the phrase goes. We are an object of envy. Nobody mentions that. But when you are eminently successful, as the United States has been, economically and militarily, less successful countries are going to envy your success. And that sometimes manifests itself in strange ways. There's no question in my mind that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the most important issue in dispute and has generated a lot of the animosity towards us because of our unwavering support for Israel, which will remain in place.
There are those who argue what we've got is a public relations problem, while there are all kinds of broadcasters working in the Middle East, the American point of view is not necessarily part of the mix of information that people get and perhaps should be. Do you think that would make a difference, could make a difference?
It would make a difference. The media have always looked for conflict, but we have done some very good things in the Middle East. We are helping in Afghanistan, even though the bombing is horrendous. At the same time, we're dropping food. And in the end, it may well help the people escape the oppressive rule of the Taliban. As I say, the country that invented Hollywood and Madison Avenue ought to be able to market the good things we do in the world a lot better than they have.
Mr. Hyde, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congressman Henry Hyde, Republican of Illinois.